My dear friends, today is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the epistle that's appointed to be read for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Brethren, see how you walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is luxury, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God and the Father, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4. At that time there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. And having heard that Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, he went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler saith to him, "Lord, come down before my son die." Jesus saith to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him, and he went his way. And as he was going down, his servant met him, and they brought word, saying that his son lived. He asked therefore of them the hour wherein he grew better. They said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father therefore knew that it was at that same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth," and he himself believed, and his whole house. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he said to him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they believe if one be risen again from the dead." These words are taken from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, while we are still in the month of October, I would like to speak to you about the Holy Rosary, since October is, of course, the month dedicated by the Church to the Holy Rosary. Now, in St. Luke's Gospel, he relates a parable that our Lord spoke one day, not so much for his followers, but more as a rebuke to the proud and arrogant Pharisees. St. Luke writes that our Lord told the people this certain parable because the Pharisees had derided our Lord out of hatred for him, since he had denounced the covetous and the worldly-minded men of the world. To make his point clear about the eternal destruction that comes from lives of covetousness and unchecked luxury, our Lord told a parable about a rich man named Dives and a poor beggar named Lazarus. Our Lord said that there was this certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. He contrasted this character by stating that there was also in his story a poor beggar named Lazarus, who lay at this rich man's gate full of sores. This poor man was in such a state that not even one of the rich man's household would give him even a scrap of food. And our Lord added that Lazarus was in such a helpless state that wild dogs would come and lick his sores. Well, Lazarus died a seemingly short time after this, and was taken up into limbo, or what our Lord referred to as Abraham's bosom. The rich man then also died, and sacred scripture tells us that he was buried in hell. From the awful torments of hell, though, this once pampered Dives now raised his eyes to Abraham, and there he saw Lazarus being comforted and consoled. In his anguish and his torments, Dives cried out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger into cool water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But then Abraham said to him, "Son, remember that thou didst receive good things in thy lifetime, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented." What a terrible condemnation this was to all those who seek first success, and comforts of the world at the cost of doing God's will. And if to show that unlawful riches and pleasures of the world will punish their clients forever, our Lord said that Abraham added to Dives these words. And besides all this, Abraham said, there is between you and us fixed a great chaos or cavern, so that no one can pass from hence to you, nor come from thence hither. In his awful despair, then, Dives had one last petition for Abraham and for the formerly despised Lazarus. He cried out, then, Father, I beseech you that you would send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brethren. Let Lazarus go and testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torments. But to this man who showed no mercy in life, Abraham was not bound to show mercy in death. Thus he replied to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. The Dives objected, no, Father Abraham, but if one went forth from the dead, they will do penance. Then, my dear friends, came a most powerful and some of the most terrifying words of condemnation, I believe, in all of sacred scripture. For Abraham replied, if they will hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they believe if one be risen again from the dead. These words bring such horror because they prove how blind souls can be who are willfully steeped in habits of sin. And when we read this passage, my dear friends, we can't help but think that Dives' family must have been some pretty hardened sinners. They must have been fixed in their evil ways if they would not even take heed from an exhortation of one come back from the dead. It would be almost impossible for us to imagine sinners so fixed in their way of life that they would not heed the counsel of one returned from the dead. And it would be, as I said, almost impossible to conceive this until we stop to consider that this has already happened so many millions of times in the past few centuries. We know this has happened because in his infinite love and mercy, our blessed Lord and Savior has indeed sent one back to earth from heaven with strong warnings that have not been heeded. And what is all the more shocking and sobering is to realize that our Lord did not send back some beggar whose wounds were licked by dogs in life. Our blessed Lord has sent to us his own most blessed mother, here to this earth over and over again, to try to stem the tide caused by men's pride, arrogance, and sin. And how sad it is that the vast majority of humanity, and I dare say even many so-called Catholics, have failed to heed her advice. Within about a decade of Martin Luther's anti-God revolution, Our Lady came back to this earth in 1530. To our own continent, she appeared to Juan Diego as Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it was during this visit that she requested of the Bishop of Mexico that a chapel be built where people could come and pray to her in their times of need. Then, after the terrible effects of Protestantism, when the aftermath of Protestantism caused the anti-Christian and anti-God French Revolution, where man was deified and God was dethroned, Our Lady once again appeared on earth. She appeared with the apparitions of St. Catherine Laboure in 1830, in which she gave us her miraculous medal. 16 years later, in 1846, she came again to Melanie and Maximin at La Salette. Here again, she told us to pray and to stop offending her dear son. 12 years after that, in 1858, she appeared to St. Bernadette at Lourdes. Here she asked again for prayer and penance. And finally, as the greatest forces of evil were being let loose on the earth, the forces of atheistic communism, and the forces of modernism, when God would punish the world for its own crimes, Our Lady once more came to try to help us in our time of need 100 years ago at Fatima. At Fatima, Portugal, she pleaded with all Catholics to pray her rosary for poor sinners, to live lives devoted to her Immaculate Heart. And she proved that she will always be here for all of us. And she proved her goodwill towards all true followers of her by that miraculous and glorious miracle of the Son, whose 100th anniversary we just celebrated. Throughout all these apparitions, Our Lady made it clear and certain how we must live our lives. In that parable that our Lord told, Dives had asked Abraham to send Lazarus back to earth to warn his family. Our Blessed Lady, without even being asked, on account of her boundless love and care for her children, has come back to earth to give us that warning that Dives wished his brothers would have had. And my dear friends, what is sad to see is how true Abraham's prediction was. In other words, how many people through the years, how many so-called Catholics, have heard, seen, or read about Our Lady's apparition, have known that she has come back from heaven? How many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of pilgrims, have visited places like Lourdes, Fatima, and Guadalupe? And yet, how few of us have taken her message strictly to heart? In all of her apparitions, in one way or the other, she has pleaded with us to first stop offending her son, and then secondly, to pray the rosary or pray to her in our times of need. Let us then, my dear friends, who have the one true Catholic faith, let those of us who truly believe in Our Lady of La Salette, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, and Our Lady of Fatima, let us take her message to heart, asking ourselves, do I pray my rosary each and every day if possible? And while I'm praying it, do I try to do my best to concentrate and pray it with attention and devotion? Do I pray for poor sinners, so many of whom cross my path in daily life? You know, there are billions of souls out there, my dear friends, who have never received any of the graces that we have here, and who are immersed in a world that is binding itself even more and more against God, seemingly each day. These poor people need our help, as Our Lady of Fatima told us, and so we must pray for them as often as they cross our path. Let us then live our lives as Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Blessed Mother, in short, would have us live them. And let us pray our rosary every day. Let us prove that we are not like the brothers of Dives, but rather let us show that we want to be reckoned among the Saint Bernadettes, the Lucias, Jacintas, and Franciscos, and the Saint Catherine Labores, obedient servants of Our Lady, who led their lives according to her warning. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.